Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can he get around the end? Can he get around offensive linemen? Can he be explosive? So I think that's the thing that's going to be more impactful. His power, I think, will be very easy to come back.
Oh, boy. And I mean, I'm looking at the schedule. They got the Jaguars this week, and then they got to turn around on Thursday, and they got to play the Rams. I mean, that's a whole nother can of worms that you and I are probably in lockstep on. It's too many games in too short amount of time. There's not enough recovery time. If you were advising the Brock Purdy situation, would you wait until the Rams game to play him, or would you play him Jacksonville and just see how he responds for the quick turnaround Thursday night?
You know, I think anytime you have additional time to recover for something like turf toe, which can go from like feeling great to feeling bad, I think it's beneficial. So I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that how is he feeling? I think the key with this is how quickly can he move around the pocket for his own safety? I'm not worried about performance. Like, he can throw with a turf toe, but the issue is, can you avoid that sack? Can you make sure you're not getting hit, which has been an issue for him in the past when he, you know, that's how he hurt his elbow, et cetera. So if there's any concern for him not having that same mobility, I would rest him for another week and have him play that Rams game. But if he's looking like he's moving fine and he clearly is going to be throwing okay, I think it's reasonable for him to play. But it's about his overall safety, not necessarily his performance, I think, at this point.
Doc, great stuff. We really appreciate your time this morning. We know you're a very busy man, but really good insight. And hopefully, I would say this with Doc Pondia, hopefully I don't have to talk to you soon. And I don't like saying that. Maybe we'll bump into each other back at Emeryville. But, you know,
exactly.
I hope I don't talk to you soon about an athlete's injury, and it's about progress instead of regress. Have a good morning, Doc.
Yeah, you too, guys. Take care. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Dr. Nirav Pondia, orthopedic surgeon at UCSF Health.
Sometimes things happen, right? A Brandon Ayuk injury, a collision in the middle of the field, it's unavoidable, right? It's just like, it's just awful. LeNevar Bowman getting his leg snapped accidentally by Eric Reed is just, it's a random freak car accident in the middle of the field.
The James Conner one last week.
Yeah.
I mean, just horrible.
Buster Posey at home plate with Scott Cousins.
Yeah.
It's just wow. I mean, like, wow. You know, like, sometimes these things happen. But a theory that I just have overall, and it's, again, this is a hypothesis, and we're just talking. I'm just spitballing here. Like, when I look at Josh Allen and I look at Patrick Mahomes, Steph Curry in his sport, there is something to be said in terms of longevity of avoiding these really catastrophic, significant lower body, soft tissue injuries, playing a variety of sports at the high school level from 14 through 18. Like, that is one of the common denominators on some of these guys when it comes to longevity. I've talked ad nauseum about the Tom Glavin theory, where they asked him, like, when he was 45 years old, like, how'd you pitch so long? And he's convinced that him playing hockey and him playing baseball and then in basketball season playing basketball and mixing up the different sports allowed him to pitch into his 40s. You know, Nolan Ryan talked about this. He was a baseball player, but he also played football, played a lot of different sports. He played a little basketball, too. And he thinks that that helped, you know, spur his longevity and keep him in the sport much, much longer than others. Now, some people are just genetic freaks like LeBron. He's been playing basketball since day one. But LeBron also played high school football for a couple years, right? And I'm sure that some of the training and athleticism for that translated to basketball and back and forth. I do wonder about these guys that just play basketball. that just play football. That's it. And Bosa and McCaffrey similarly are track athletes working and maintaining their body for track and also only playing football. Look, that is it. And I'm not saying that they should play another sport, but when is the downtime? When is their body allowed to recuperate? You know, when you sleep and when you are taking time off, you are allowing your body to regenerate, you know, and I don't know, man. There's just something to be said for the calendar and the 24/7, 365 athlete of right now is they're more finely tuned than ever. They're also like a Ferrari in the shop more than ever. And there's just, I don't know what it is. There's got to be a happy medium, I guess, is where I'm going at.
And what's the common denominator, easy enough for me to say, between McCaffrey and Bosa? Both their dads played in the NFL.
No doubt.
You don't think that they were at a very young age being taught the route running, the playing, I'm not blaming their fathers. I'm not blaming how they're
upbringing. No. But they specialized
very early.
Yeah, no doubt.
And there is something to be said about, and I'm glad you're bringing it up, just playing one sport. And again, you mentioned they've probably played multiple sports and just being workoutaholics, what have you. And again, we'll talk to Baldy about all of that in about 25 minutes. Brian Baldinger, Baldy's Breakdowns every single Tuesday at 7:30. He knows the Bosas very well. I'm sure he's gutted for Nick right now, who is looking pretty freaking good in the first few weeks of the season, but now is out for the rest of the year with a torn ACL. As you were listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. SF Bay Drummer wants to join the conversation. What's up, SF Bay Drummer? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, what's up? Yo, man, I was so happy on Sunday. I was so happy I purchased tickets for week 8 when they come out here to play the Houston Texans. Then the game happened, and then Bosa got hurt. Mm. But you know, I still have faith in the Niners. Like, we have 3 wins right now. Yeah, it's a tough task, but, you know, out of the rest of the games we have left, I mean, I still think we can still win another 7 to 8 of them. Like, my prediction that I have on Spaces with my guys, like I said, we're going to go either, you know, win 10 games or 11 games, and I think that's still doable. And we got to have some faith in our GM and our head coach. Whenever the Niners did good, even though we didn't get all the free agents, our free agency didn't happen the way it did in the spring, John Lynch is going to get us somebody who's going to help us. And you know, I'm looking at Miami. I'm looking at New Orleans. You know, they're in that crazy. And so, you know, Cam Jordan could probably come over to the Niners. You never know. But, I mean, I'm thinking somewhere around week 8, around the trade deadline, I think the 49ers will get something so we can make that big push to the playoffs. Also, we're getting reinforcements back. DeMarcus Robinson's coming back. Brock Purdy's probably going to be coming back soon. Kittle's going to be coming back soon. So, you know, it's up to Mr. $53 million a year. He can't be a bus rider no more. He got to show up on offense and really carry the team. And now what's happening in reverse, the defense they carried for the first couple of weeks, and now it's going to be the offense turn. And you know, I think the Niners can still win and win and get this division. So have faith, 49er faithful. It's not all bad. We got a favorable schedule. So, I mean, we just got to show up and do what we need to do. So let's go, Niners. Let's go.
That's SF Bay Drummer. Appreciate the call. The team will have to force the hand of John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan if they want another move. The team will show that they deserve to be invested in at some point this season. Again, it is early, and I think how they've won these games and the defense making the plays they have, I think that makes me feel a lot better, Joe, going forward with this defense again. They're going to miss Nick Bosa. It's not a next man up mentality here. Yeah, you can try to have that, but Trent Williams talked about it. We'll hear from what he said again after the game. He's like, you just don't next man up a guy like Nick Bosa, DPOY. You need 3 or 4 guys to replace him. And I don't think John Lynch is going about to add 3 or 4 different defensive linemen. That's not the case here. But the fact that in the secondary, Upton Stout, making plays. The fact that D. Winters has looked like, you know, Dre Greenlaw reincarnated on the Niners has been a fun development early on here. The fact that Mykel Williams has shown up the last few weeks. The fact that Bryce Huff has shown out the last few weeks. Fred Warner playing like Fred Warner, a DPOY kind of candidate early on here. That gives me confidence in this group. And the fact that Robert Saleh is back gives me confidence going forward. So yes, absolutely. No one's punting on this season. It is just a major, major loss. It'd be the same if it was Micah Parsons with the Packers. It'd be the same if it was Max Crosby with the Raiders, or, you know, player X, Miles Garrett, and Trey Hendrickson, all these guys. Nick Bosa is a part of those conversations. Aiden Hutchinson, you referenced, for the Detroit Lions. I think it's a great comp. It is very difficult to try to just move past it and just say, oh, no, well, next man up. I mean, that's life in general. You know, life, you know, just goes on, and it's cliche, but it's the truth. Yeah. You're going to have to just move on from this guy, and that's what the 49ers organization is going to do. This is what Kyle Shanahan, before I get to that sounder, though, your San Francisco Giants take on the Colorado Rockies at Oracle Park this Saturday, September 27th. The first 40,000 guests receive a Rafi Devers t-shirt. Buy your tickets at sfgiants.com, but if you want to win your way into the game, be the first caller to the contest line right now at 415-523-4652. That's 415-523-4652, and you'll score two tickets to the game courtesy of Camus Vineyards. All right, before we hit the break, this is what Shanahan had to say in regard to Nick Bosa's ACL injury.
I was told it's as clean as it gets in terms of if you have an ACL. I was told that it was the kind that you want.
And here's more about how he explained how he tore it. Shanahan.
No, he didn't explain it to me. It's just how those things happen a lot, especially with ACLs. They happen on air majority of the time. And I know it was his right leg, and he just got it caught right there and went right away. And a guy who's done it two times before, he was pretty confident that he did it. You could tell walking on the field, seeing his face, and could tell talking to him last night just how sure he was of it and knowing his body. And then an MRI confirmed it this morning.
And we heard from the tear right there. He said it was a clean tear, but we just talked to Dr. Naral Pandya, UCSF Health, Joe. He's like, yeah, we don't really like using that term in the medical field, because until we go in there and look like you know, rip open the skin and go inside, we don't know the extent of it. I mean, a computer could tell us all at once, but until you go in there, you're not really going to know. So they don't like using the term clean. They'll find out, hopefully successful surgery, gets the rehab process done. And again, we'll hear more from what Doc Pondy had to say on the other side, because we're up against it. We got Brian Baldinger coming up as well. Baldy breakdown at 7:30. The impact of losing Nick Bosa on this defense. Who needs to step up? What he has seen. Is Brock Purdy going to come back this week? Do you want Brock Purdy to come back? There is so many different layers to all the different injury stuff going on with this team. And somehow, some way, Joe, they're still 3-0 and first in their division. So we'll get to all of it with Baldy on the other side, brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going back to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale for the kickoff show. Great food, great drinks, and great games in the parking lot. And Joe, remember? Got a free shuttle to and from the stadium. It's free. Free is me. 10 a.m. it starts with Evan Giddings and Lo Neal, and you can watch all the early games as well there. Join the party. Food, fun, all of it. And again, if you want to go on that free shuttle to and from the stadium with free parking, go to 95centthegame.com to reserve your space. Got to click on the Eventbrite link and sign up. See you there. Man, there was a lot there with Doc Pondia that I want to react to as well.
Well, the fact that he said that three ACL injuries before the age of 28 would have never happened 20 years ago is, I mean, that's just alarming.
And that's why I had to ask. Like, I didn't want to put him in a bad spot because, you know, I'm sure he knows a lot of, like, the way, like, the training staff, whether it's the Niners, whether it's the Warriors. I'm sure he knows some of the people that are there. I'm not trying to throw him under the bus and, like, you know, put down anyone. But there's clearly a trend. And, like, and he kind of, like, tiptoed around it. Like, you know, it might just be unlucky. But I don't want to hear that if I'm a Niner fan because I've seen it with Ayuk, and that was just a freak. That might have just been a freak.
Well,
thing.
He's a doctor, so what do doctors believe in?
Science,
exactly, right? And so they're going to do lots of studies, and they're gonna try to find a solution. Are they not?
What a concept! But yes, they are going to try
to
do that.
So, like, that's why I ask him, like, hey, you know, if they asked you, like, what would you do? Now, look, everybody knows it's football, and people are going to get hurt, but you don't just go like, you're driving a car, you know. We don't need to make advancements on safety,
right?
Like, there's a reason why the helmets have changed over the last, what, about 7 or 8 years?
Yeah.
Everybody's using the Revolution helmets.
They have the caps on there or whatever.
Guardian caps.
Guardian caps, yeah.
Right, we're always trying to push forward medicine and safety and all those things.
I'm glad you mentioned cars. What do cars have now? They have, like, the automatic stop. Brand new cars, they're all just going to stop automatically. You have a little blinker on the little
collision
light.
Detection, things like that. Yeah. So, look, the game is inherently violent, so you're going to have all these injuries, and some of them, like, I bring up the Ike one, that's just, like, unavoidable. These hits that happen, the James Conner injury was, like, almost unavoidable. It was an accident. Like, those things just happen all the time. And the Bosa injury might fall into that same category. Like, it might have happened, it might not have happened. I don't freaking know. It's tough to tell. It's just such a devastating blow. It is. Now, the season's not over. There's no doubt about it. No one is saying that they're finished. I'm also not going off the rails saying trade for everyone. And I think you got to kind of, like, wait it out these next couple of weeks. I'm talking about Jags, Rams. And let's see where we're at after that. Let's see what we look like. Let's see what specifically we need. Do we need a power rusher? Do we need a situational speed rusher? Do they need a run stuffer? Right? What exactly do you look like for a couple of games, one against a division opponent who we think is going to be really good in the Rams, and then what do you look like against the Jags? And I think then you have a 10-day period where you can take a deep breath and then evaluate your options internally and externally and go from there.
This is what Trent Williams, obviously future Hall of Fame left tackle, one of the best of his generation, Joe. I think we could both agree on that one. Trent Williams, after the game, this was after the game, before we even had the news from Schefter from Rap Sheet yesterday, just a buzzkill for that team when the news of Nick Bosa leaving on in that first quarter.
Anytime you lose a guy like Nick and he doesn't come back and his status is unknown, it's a real buzzkill. You know, I can honestly say that you know, going down and they, to win the game, to drive to win the game. I thought about Nick plenty of times while I was in the huddle. So, you know, I'm just hoping, praying that, that we get some good news. But, you know, it's cliche to say it's the next man up league. When you lose a guy like that, it's, you need three or four guys to come and fill those shoes. So I think we got the depth and we got the youth. So, you know, hopefully they can continue to improve.
So before we get to next year and all that, internally right now, what are your options? Well, Gross Matos is hurt again. You have Bryce Huff. We know he's more of a situational guy. Well, you're going to need more from him. You have Mykel Williams, and you were hoping, not that you were redshirting him his rookie year, but like the ask from him was situational, meaning you would play outside on early downs, inside on third down, and be a situational pass rusher. And anything you kind of got in terms of pass rush would be gravy, but you were looking to help stop the run. Mm. Well, now you're asking him to do more. You're asking him to come along quicker. You're asking Alfred Collins to come along quicker internally as a space eater. You're asking C.J. West, who's also hurt right now with a finger injury.
Going to wear a club.
It feels like he'll be, I guess, available this weekend. You're asking him to come along. I don't know. Are they going to activate Robert Beal Jr. from the practice squad? I would assume. All those guys are going to have to come in. And then I'm asking Robert Saleh, boy, you got to get more exotic and more creative with your disguises, with your packages, with your blitz packages. Everyone's going to have to be better. That's the only way they're going to offset this loss.
So we got Baldy coming up in about 6 minutes, Baldy's breakdowns. And this is what he had to say. This is last week, guys. Last week, Brian Baldinger, Nick Bosa being in DPOY form.
Yeah, Nick was awesome. Now, you could say that, okay, Charles Cross had some success against him. But, you know, Nick's always going to go both sides. He's going to play both. But to take Big Abe, they just gave him a contract extension this week. They just said, you're our right tackle for the next 4 years. And he literally lifted him off the ground and walked him right back to Sam Darnold. I mean, it's the ultimate trifecta for any defensive lineman. The game's on the line. You get the sack. You get the sack fumble and the fumble recovery. Like, honestly, if that's the only play Nick made all day, that would have been fantastic to close the game out. Because that's what you want to do. You want to be fresh. You want to be in shape. You want to be able to affect the game when the game is on the line. He did that. But then in addition to the other plays that he made, he looked every bit like he did the year that he won that award.
The Currys, the Klay Thompsons, their gravity has to be honored by other defenses in the half court. Nick Bosa's gravity has to be honored by another offense at every single snap.
And obviously that was after week one, but you don't win that game without Nick Bosa. He quite literally won you that game in week one, because if that play doesn't happen, maybe they score a touchdown, game's over. The Tonjes play all for nothing, and you know, you're sitting here at 2-1, or who knows, after you lose week one. He won you that game. His imprint is already felt on this short season. And we haven't even gotten through September, so I know a lot of people are freaking out right now, and rightfully so. Like, I'm not telling you not to like be a little, you know, down. I don't tell people how to feel, and you feel the way you feel. I'm just saying, you know, they have depth, at least. I didn't feel like they had any at all, Joe, at the start of this season. No, seriously. Why did we feel like this team was not going to be great early on in the season? It's because they had a lot of youth and unproven talent.
A bunch of guys in new spots.
A bunch of them. And specifically on the defense, you had three guys you trusted. It was Nick, it was Fred Warner, and it was D'Amare Lenore. Outside of that, you didn't really trust anyone.
No.
And after a couple weeks, who are you starting to trust a little bit more? Well, I'm starting to trust Upton Stout.
D-Winners.
I damn sure trust D-Winners.
Yeah.
On the defensive line, I'm starting to trust Bryce Huff. Yeah. Starting to trust Mykel Williams. So I trust some of these guys. So there is some more depth than initially thought at the start of this season. That being said, now those guys' jobs get a little harder. Hey, Mykel, what are you going to do when you're getting double-teamed? Or Bryce Huff, what are you going to do when you're getting double-teamed a little bit more now, when you're the focal point? Hey, now maybe the game plan is we can't have Nick Bosa beat us. Well, now it's Fred Warner can't beat us. We're not letting that guy beat us. So we're gonna try to game plan around that. That's what Jacksonville's thinking. That was... Like, if I'm Jacksonville yesterday, when they got that news, it's like, okay, now this is what we're going to do. Now, they're not going to throw away the whole game plan, but you don't think they're making adjustments based off that now? Making major adjustments.
And there are two guys on this team right now you game plan for on every snap. It's Fred and it's Nick. And so, yeah, they're in a tough spot. And look, the duality of the season not being over and still so much to fight for and so much to gain all year is real. That is real.
But there's also the duality of being bummed. And I think the way that Trent Williams said it, which was buzzkill, is a great way of putting it. You know, I've said this probably three or four times in the last 2 months. In the Lowell Cohn, Bill Walsh book, Bill Walsh, after a loss, would cry. And he would be so gutted on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And then by Thursday, Friday, Saturday, he would work himself up into believing that they could win. And here's the strategy of how they're going to win come Sunday. And I just think that's the cycle that Niner fans are kind of going through today, is you're processing this big, devastating loss from Nick Bosa. You're understanding the big picture ramifications that might be there. But come Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, you're going to talk yourself into, we can do this. And that's what the players are going to have to do. You know, pick yourself up off the mat and find a way to offset the production.
And this is what Dr. Nirav Pandya, who just joined us last segment, said, obviously UCSF Health, on the difficulty of Bosa himself of a second tear on an ACL.
Yeah, this is a very difficult injury for anyone to go through, particularly a professional athlete. And I think the hard thing when you go through a second ACL surgery is that knee's already been operated on. There's going to be a lot of wear and tear in there. There potentially could be some degeneration over time. And we think of a first-time ACL, you know, it's usually 9 months. Second time can sometimes be up to a year, just getting your strength and mobility back. The one thing that's working in Bosa's favor is just a phenomenal athlete. And I think what limits a lot of people when they get that second ACL surgery is that, you know, that motivation to work out, get that muscle strength back, it's that much harder to build back. But Bosa's already starting so high and has experience with it. So I think that's what's working in his favor. But his age and the fact that he's had multiple injuries is a little bit concerning. But if there's anyone who may potentially have a positive outcome, it could be him.
And it's not like he's 35, 36 years old and this is like a career ender. He's 27 going on 28 next month. I think it's a month from today, actually. He'll be 28 years old. Like, he's not some, like, old, you know.
Yeah, but you never know how his body's going to respond.
Correct. And
you
don't know. I'm going by the age, Joe. No, he's not an old man.
Well,
he's not.
We've seen it in many sports, you know. Some come back. Some come back better than ever. Some come back diminished. And some don't ever recover. Like, it just, you don't know. Like, you never know in these circumstances. Is he going to work hard? My money would be on, yes, he would. I mean, I don't question his work ethic and his dedication, but we also don't know what mentally this might do to someone in this space. I mean, Klay Thompson went through hell rehabbing for as long as he did, and that's an extreme case.
And
he had
Achilles on top of that. We're not dealing with that. Obviously, Nick Bosa, thank God. But obviously, in 2020, Joe, he left the season. Then the season after, and Doc was kind of touching on this a little bit, after just the first ACL injury on his left knee, you know, the year after, in 2021, he had 15 and a half sacks. Now, after this, his second time and the other knee doing that, like, can I expect 15 and a half sacks from the guy? Probably not. But, you know, it's the, when Doc said it's going to be probably up to 12 months, and then it's going to take even another year after that to really start seeing the real Nick Bosa, or even a semblance of what he was, that's what was concerning for me. But again, we got to focus on the right here, right now. It's hard not to focus on the future of Nick, though, at the same time, because of all this money that's invested into him. And obviously, you're currently dealing with another serious injury. The guy hasn't even come back from last year. Was Brandon Ayuk.
I know.
Two guys that you reward with contracts that aren't even helping your team out right now, and they're still somehow 3-0. It's a testament.
And you've lost your franchise quarterback.
And we'll see if he comes back this week. The mobility concern with Brock Purdy, if he can't move around, who knows? Mac Jones has a PCL injury. He wasn't already the most mobile quarterback to begin with. He's even limited more there. So it's,
and Kittle.
And Kittle. And Juwan Jennings.
And Jennings.
They just keep Barch. Hell. Oh, do we got him? We got our guy, Brian Baldinger.
It's just never ending.
It's never ending. Let's go to Shark Week, though. Let's go. Let's do it. We got the open forum. God, Brian Baldinger.
He breaks down plays better than anyone.
I mean, this is like Shark Week now. And you know what Baker Mayfield is? He's chum. Look at these sharks. You think you're getting away from those four angry sharks? It's Shark Week. It's time to eat. Make the read. Urgency. That's the name of the game right here. Urgency. Now, on it. He's on it. Touchdown. Beautiful throw.
He's our 95.7 The Game NFL insider. Brian Baldinger.
And Baldy is presented by our proud partner, Golden State Lumber and Showroom, serving the Bay Area for three generations. Building better starts with Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. And he joins us now on the River Islands guest line. And Baldy, Spadoni and Chasky with you this morning. And obviously the biggest news in the NFL right now, Nick Bosa out for the year with a torn ACL in his right knee, obviously torn the left ACL a couple years ago back in 2020, and had a partial tear back in high school on that right knee. So let me just ask you, first and foremost, when you saw the news, what was your reaction?
Well, I was hoping it wasn't that, but if you watch, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the replay. I mean, the knee just buckled on him. And it was kind of routine play. He was getting doubled, but when I saw the knee buckle and he didn't come back in the game, I knew he was hurt. I didn't know it was to this degree. And it's a shame because he was playing really great football, and they had rebuilt the defensive line and they were playing great. They overcame the loss of him last week. He only played 13 plays, I think. But that's a horrible loss. There's only sometimes, you know, most teams don't have a Nick Bosa, but if you have someone like that, you have one of them. And so he set the tone for how they play the game, and it's a horrible loss, man. He was playing well, and the defense was playing well.
It sounds like there's a fire alarm going on at your place, Baldy. Are you good?
Oh, he might be at the San Francisco 49ers headquarters.
Okay.
I never answer. I never leave a building when there's a fire alarm. I just don't believe in it.
Oh, okay.
You don't. Wait.
It's NFL film.
The fire alarm.
Like, I don't know. Maybe somebody burnt some toast in the kitchen.
The toaster oven.
So Baldy, like, what does it look like without him on the field here? Because I was telling Joe, and I think everyone knows, there are two guys that teams are game planning for on every snap. It's Fred Warner, it's Nick Bosa. And there's just not a lot of guys like that in the league. So how do things change for the Niners schematically without Nick Bosa?
Well, you saw Bryce Huff played a lot more snaps than he probably needs to play, and he played really well. But he's not an every down player. Like, he'll wear down, and they'll run at him, and it'll be a problem. So you got to keep him in his role. Mikel's got to play more snaps than he's probably ready to play. He played really well. He can play inside or outside, but now he's probably going to be your starting end right now. So it's it's a trickle down effect, but it's a big jump from Nick to everybody else. And so a big jump. And so I don't know, protection wise. I mean, teams are going to get five guys out now, probably a lot more regularly than they're used to, which is going to make it more difficult to defend on the perimeter and running backs and things like that right now.
So, Baldy, when you're looking at other teams the last couple of years on film, I was thinking of Detroit losing Aiden Hutchinson, and they're a different defense, but, like, they could weather the storm for a small period of time, but at some point, like, the dam breaks, and I know they lost a lot of personnel. How long can the Niners weather the storm with the current group of guys that they have?
I don't think they could do a whole season. You know, they're going to have to – I mean, I don't know who's on the street right now and what kind of trade. Like, for example, the Eagles picked up Za'Darius Smith like 2 weeks ago. He made a difference the first game. Za'Darius can play. That's what Detroit did last year. They got Za'Darius. But, I mean, you're looking at the wire. I don't know what they have on the practice squad right now from that type of, that position. I don't think they have anybody really there that, you know, can add depth right now. They're going to probably have to make a trade or find somebody that might still be on the street that has, you know, some experience. That's what Detroit, they tried to cobble together last year. Now, they did lose a lot of other players, but they could not, you know, they gave up 45 points in their playoff loss to Washington, and they did whatever they wanted to do. If you can't affect a quarterback right now, Joe, in this business, there's too many good quarterbacks. I mean, you play, don't you have a Thursday night game with the Rams, mm-hmm. like in a couple weeks? Mm-hmm. Like, if you can't affect Stafford, like, I mean, he's going to, he's just that good that no matter what you do defensively, like, he's going to carve you up.
Talking to Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast, our Odyssey NFL insider, and Baldy right there. So what should they prioritize? Like, is it speed? Is it power? Because Nick Bosa was all those things. You're not going to find a Nick Bosa on the street. But what type of a player or edge rusher should they be prioritizing here?
Well, I mean, I think it's got to start with, if you want to stop the run in this league, you can stop the run. I mean, you need somebody that can, you know, get upfield, that can win one-on-ones, nobody has an abundance of those players. Nobody. Everybody is dressing for defensive ends in his business. But you saw what Arizona did to you. Josh Sweat ruined the first two third downs of the game, you know, just simply winning, you know. And so you saw Calais Campbell go out to an end and have success out there. Like, you know, they've got depth. Zaven Collins, they've got depth out there. But nobody is sitting on extra edge rushers right now. You know, maybe Seattle might have, you know, one guy, but they're not going to trade. Seattle's not going to trade anybody to you, mm-mm, you know, no matter what you came after him with.
Yeah, I look, it's just the Bosa thing is the news. I mean, it's devastating, and you found out yesterday, and that's today. But this team's got to pick themselves off the mat and find a way to get ready for Jacksonville. The season's not over, and there's a lot to still accomplish and fight for and all those things. And I don't want to be lost on it. I thought Ricky Pearsall was awesome on Sunday, and I've been so encouraged with him. And Baldy, for me, the area that I think is so underrated, the way he comes back to the football over and over and over again, he flattens out his routes and he comes back to the ball. I love this player, and he's so much better than I thought a year ago or even coming out in the draft. I just love everything about him. What have you seen on film from Ricky Pearsall that has you encouraged?
Well, I mean, yes, the dig routes are great. And you're absolutely right, Joe. He does. He catches the ball with his hands, which is a big advantage when, you know, guys are just on your upfield shoulder and they're just trailing you. And these defensive backs can run just as fast as you can in that situation. You catch the ball and coming back, it gives you every advantage to get to the ball before the defender does. But even on the 4th-and-2 play, you know, down the field against Clark, I mean, that's a great catch down the field. I mean, he was open earlier in the game. On the opening drive, they went to him. And, you know, Matt got hit on the ball. You know, got hit and the ball sailed a little bit on him. But, I mean, I think he's got deep ball ability. I think he's got man-to-man ability. I think he can run those routes that Kyle loves in the middle of the field. I feel like he can run the whole route tree and be really good at it right now.
Can he continue this, Baldy, when Kittle comes back, when Jennings comes back? Because a lot of this production is about your two best pass catchers of last season, obviously Kittle being second-team All-Pro and Juwan being the number one wideout. Those guys being out this past week, is that, you know, sustainable for Ricky going forward, or is it just a product of the offense right now and him being the number one guy?
Well, I mean, I think he's still going to be the number one guy. You know, Juwan comes back or Kittle comes back, he's still the number one guy. And so, you know, you're calling these plays against predicted coverages, and so you're attacking the coverage. And, you know, if you win your route, whether it's zone, man, whatever it is, bracket coverage, all the different things they could do to a number one receiver, if it's not there, then you go someplace else. But he's going to be the primary receiver in a lot of these routes. He's proven that he can handle that. And so the play action, the deep balls right now, you know, I think he's earned his right to go get 8 to 10 targets a game right now.
Wow. I'm loving it. I mean, the year Ayuk went for, 75 and 1,300, he only got targeted double-digit times once because they had so many guys and they were spreading the ball around. Last six games, Ricky's had that happen twice. So I feel really good about where he's at. What about Christian McCaffrey? I mean, I know the screenplay at the end was just a perfect call, right time against the right coverage, but he has been unbelievable. I know the running game between the tackles hasn't been perfect, but as a pass catcher, he's been unbelievable. I don't know what else to say about this guy, Baldy. I'm loving what I'm seeing from Christian McCaffrey.
I agree. I mean, the screen, like, they don't win that game without that play, that chunk. You know, they don't get in the field goal range. And so, I mean, but you saw the explosion from him, you know, in that. And so, Arizona plays a reduced front. Mack Wilson is sitting back there. They couldn't get to him. Like, he's making all these tackles. Like, it was tough in between the tackles. You know, Robinson got one good run. You know, Christian got one good run. It was tough. But that's what Arizona's, you know, that's what they're designed to do right now. But McCaffrey in the passing game right now is elite. And so you got to keep feeding him. You got to find different ways to get him the ball. Kyle knows that. And, you know, you got a rookie 7th-round pick playing left guard. You know, I mean, it's, you know, like, he's not playing bad by any stretch, but that's where they're at right now. I mean, you go from Aaron Banks to Connor Colby, like, that's a pretty different left side, and they were a left-handed team last year. You know, if you had, you know, Aaron Banks and George Kittle out there going left, I mean, you know, 2 years ago, I mean, you were ripping these runs off. So, I'm not, know, Jake Tongas has been really good for his role, really good. And so they're playing the best that they can with what they have right now.
And is that a product now? We're talking to Brian Balding, our Odyssey NFL insider. You basically just said it right there, why they're not running it very effectively. And is that why Shanahan has just gone to the throwing of the football 40-plus times with Mac Jones the last 2 weeks? Last year, Brock only had one game where he attempted 40 or more throws, Baldy. And in the last 2 weeks, Mac's done it twice, basically. It's pretty incredible.
He's got 80 attempts in 2 weeks. He's played great. Man, I thought even the throw that was intercepted, like I thought Ricky could have really made a better, I don't know, it's hard to say. I don't want to say Ricky didn't go after it as hard as he could have. But I the throw was in the right spot. Look, the kid, his nickname is the Rabbit. The Rabbit made a good play. But Max played great. And, you know, you're converting on fourth and two right there, down the field like that. Like, that's a big-time play, man. Like, I can look at all the fourth and two plays down the field in the NFL over the first 3 weeks. I bet they're completing 10% of them. Like, that was a huge spot. So, Matt can't, I mean, he sees the whole field. He's played great. In fact, I you know, like, honestly, I thought Kyle was going to draft him when they drafted Trey Lance. I thought, you know, that was the word I was getting, that they were drafting Mac Jones. Because, you know, I said it in a little breakdown. I was kind of joking. But, like, the guy literally meditates on the sideline. He's just got a very calm demeanor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, he looks like a lot like Garoppolo with a better arm, you know, and he doesn't have the movement that Brock has, but he moves well enough, you know, and he took some hits the other day. Like, it wasn't like, you know, like he was like shying away from staying in there and making the throw. Like, you can't ask for anything. Like, Mac didn't play like that in Jacksonville. He didn't play like that his last year in New England. Like, somebody's coaching him up. In this offense right here, where this is the best I've seen him play since his rookie year.
I totally agree with you. He's been a revelation, and his toughness is, I can't question it. He hung in there. That first drive, you were referencing that throw to Ricky Pearsall, and I know a lot of people are like, hey, it's third and short, throw a shorter pass. I thought that was the right decision. He just got blasted in the face and threw a lob ball up, and it was a step off. Like, I've loved what he's done, and I think your point about the pocket presence and feel, even though he was limited, he's climbed in the pocket and gotten rid of the ball quickly with that hot rusher, that free rusher over and over again. I think a lesser instinctual quarterback would have been sacked multiple times these last few weeks. I've been so impressed with Mac, and I think I feel confident if he has to play for even, you know, more this year, they can win more games. Like, I've been really, really impressed with him, Baldy. That bowl down the sideline on 4th-and-2, I mean, that caught Ricky. Ricky didn't catch that. That's how great of a throw it was.
Yeah, no, he trapped it right there on his shoulder. No, I mean, honestly, Mac is, I saw Lamar Jackson sack himself twice last night, walk right into the spy that's like sitting in front of him. He sacked himself. No, I haven't seen that from Mac Jones. I haven't seen him just fold up in the pocket as it's collapsing. I've seen him keep his eyes down the field and make really good throws. So, look, he's the reason why they're, 3-0 right now. They, if you didn't get that type of play from your backup, they probably don't win the game against Seattle. They don't win this game, last Sunday. So even the play where they got the safety on the Pooney hold, I mean, he got out of the end zone. He had pressure right up the middle on him, and he was able to get out of the end zone just to escape. Now, the hold, got the safety, but, I mean, that wasn't easy getting away from Calais Campbell right up the middle there.
Baldy, should they just stick with Mac Jones this week? I know he's limited Brock Purdy in practice, and then they're hopeful that he can get back out there. But, I mean, maybe I'm just so jaded. I just saw Nick Bosa go down. I don't need my guy, who's the highest paid player in the franchise, to re-aggravate this toe injury. Do you just stick with Mac?
Well, that's strictly a health thing, Joe. Like, honestly, like, if he can practice and, there's not, he's not 80% or 70%. Like, if he can practice and you feel good about the condition, then you play him. But if he's 85%, he's not quite the mobility, you're a little concerned, then there is no decision. You get Mac ready to play this week. I mean, this is another day of, rehab and everything. Tomorrow's a practice. And if Brock could go, you play him. It's just that simple. He's the starter, you play him. But if there's some limited mobility because of the existing injury or lingering injury, then I think you stay with Mac. I mean, it's just that simple. It's a health-related issue, purely.
Yeah, I'm looking at this defense, Baldy, and I thought they did a great job adjusting to Kyler Murray, who was running all over the place in the first half. He's so talented. I mean, just so talented. There were some blown coverages, though. Some easy drop balls from Arizona, but Siegel missing tackles in the open field. I'm hoping he'll clean that up. Seeing the young man Stout make a play through the ball at the end, that was the play of the game to fight through.
That won the game.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, the ball's in the receiver's hands. It's a great throw by Kyler, and he stripped it out. Like, they take a knee. They literally take a knee right there at 15-13, and they win the game if he doesn't make that play. Yeah. That's great. Like I said last week, Siegel, Stout, they're going to make some mistakes. But if they're the right guys, they're going to end up – you remember when, Hufanga was a rookie? Like, there were some mistakes in coverage. But then, he was winning games with his takeaways, things like that. Like, they're very aggressive players. And so, D has been awesome at linebacker, his hits and speed to the ball. You got to feel pretty good about how they're handling things right now.
What are you seeing from those young guys up front, like Mykel Williams specifically and Alfred Collins? Because Alfred has been way better in these first couple games than I saw in the preseason. I've been really surprised and pleasantly so.
Mykel just plays big. He's a big body and he plays big. Like, he came down on a, read option the other day, freaking tackled the tight end that was coming to cut him. He tackled Connor. He tackled everybody. Like, he's got just strength at the point. He can stack guys up. He's got some good movement. He looks like he's just – I don't know if he has enough juice off the edge just to scare you, but maybe he's got the type of power that, Trayvon Walker has. Like, I want to see, let him get in a wide nine like Nick did. I want to see him come at a offensive tackle and just see what kind of power he has. Cause I haven't really seen him just tee off like that, but he was really good last week. Him and Bryce were both really good. I haven't seen enough from Collins yet to make me feel like he's ready for, to play 50% of the snaps. I haven't seen enough from him to do that.
Talking to Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast every single Tuesday at 7:30. Baldy's breakdowns. And a big one this weekend back at home at Levi's. The Jacksonville Jaguars coming into town. And, you know, I'm sure the Jags players, the coaching staff, all saw the news yesterday when they announced that Nick Bosa is going to be out for the season. Does that change their game plan at all? Do they target something else? What are we seeing from the Jacksonville Jaguars offensively?
Well, they should be undefeated.
Yeah. Oh.
They should be undefeated. They lost to Cincinnati. Brian Thomas Jr. was their star last year. He's got a case of the yips. He's dropping passes, playing with no confidence. And he's dropping passes right now that they should be winning games. And the quarterback, I think, is struggling a little bit because of it. But they've got a really good rookie class. This Bashaul Tuten at running back, he's a South Jersey kid. Like he's got juice, man. He can make people miss. He's got some pop to him. Etienne has been playing really well. Travis Hunter hasn't done much yet on offense, but he played a lot more on defense last week. But I'm anxious to see. But, he played 83 snaps, so he's playing both sides. I thought Nico Collins, had a couple catches against him. But their front, Eric Armstead, playing the best football he's played in probably 3 or 4 years. Wow. Like, he's playing really well up front right now.
Baldy, through three games, I mean, you've won two of them where Kittle's walked off the field. you lost your quarterback for two games. You lost Nick Bosa in the middle of one of them. You got a lot of young guys playing. I feel like the clock management, the play calls, just so many elements of this team are humming right now from a coaching staff perspective. How would you evaluate Kyle through three games?
Well, he sent the kicker packing. That was an important decision. You drafted a guy. You want to keep your draft picks. But they made the right decision there. The 2-minute drill was perfect. It was awesome. I mean, that 2-minute drill, you're going down there, you got one timeout. They had a timeout in their pocket. They never used it. They just wanted to end the game with no time on the clock. Like, you can't execute a 2-minute drill better than that to go win the game. You finish the game with no time, and you kick the game-winning kick. I mean, it's with a backup quarterback and a backup tight end and a backup left guard, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's coaching. That's well done. The win against Seattle at the end, it's good coaching. I know people were – have they stopped listening to Kyle? Does he still – he's doing just fine. They're doing a good job. Getting solid back. I mean, you think about the defensive coordinators they've gone through here, since Salah left. Like, they actually got a guy right now that really loves that role. Guys really listen to him. I don't know that Fred's always good, but I don't know if Fred has been this good the first 3 weeks of a season. In recent years, he's been just flying to the football. And so they're playing fast on defense, which is a good sign. They did break down a couple times the other day. That's communication. You got some young guys back there. Who knows exactly what happened? But I feel like they look like to win these three games the way they have with what they have. That's you can only do that in this business if you're being well coached.
We got a couple minutes for you here, Baldy, but I got to get into the game that you were calling on the radio side. That Eagles Rams game was absolutely insane. Obviously, the two best in the conference. Eagles come all the way back in the blocked field goal. There's two times that happened. The first time in NFL history, I think, there were two blocked field goals on the same day returned for touchdowns. The first one with the Eagles and Rams. Just how insane was that environment out in Philly?
Well, here's the thing, and this is not just in Philly because it was insane. But if your home team, just think about if you're in San Francisco or Levi. If your home team is sucking eggs in the first half and you're getting booed going to the locker room like they were to the Eagles, I mean, it was 65,000. They were all saying the same word, boo, as loud as they could. And they deserved it. They were terrible. But then you come back in the second half and you start putting these drives together, defense is doing it, and you all of a sudden now the crowd is like, now they're so into it, they couldn't sit down. Like every third down was just like game-changing. And then when you block the first kick, Jalen Carter blocks the first kick, because they have to block both of them to win the game. If they make either one of them, and the kid's a good kicker, if they make any one of those kicks, the Rams are 3-0 right now. And the Eagles are being talked about like, what was that? But it was, those are the type of games you just go like, Keep the check. I'll do this one for free. This was fun.
I just got to laugh. There, it's week three. They're getting booed off the field and just
as the Super Bowl champs
just the a few were in the months first ago. The first quarter?
First quarter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, first quarter, they didn't throw to AJ.
By halftime, it was like it was contagious.
Oh, my God. Hey, Baldy, what do you got this week? Who are you calling?
I'm going out to L.A. for the Colts and Rams. The reclamation project of Daniel Jones is one of the most amazing things in this league. He hasn't made a bad throw or a bad decision yet. He doesn't even – he looks – honestly, he looks like Peyton Manning in a Colt uniform right now, the way that he's playing.
He reminds me of Alex Smith.
Except that he can still really run and extend plays. But they have a great offense right now, and he's the reason why.
Wow. You know what they call him, Baldy? It's not Daniel Jones.
Indiana Jones,
baby. Harrison Ford. Yeah. Let's go. Hey, Baldy.
No.
What's up?
No, but honestly, like the whole thing with Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, it looks like it can't be real. It's like Robert Redford, The Natural.
R.I.P.
Like it looks like Daniel Jones dropped out of the sky into a Colt uniform. Like nobody ever saw him play like this in New York.
No. Confidence, it's a crazy thing. Right opportunity. Hell, Carson Wentz looked pretty good last week too, didn't he, with Kevin O'Connell. Hey, Baldy, great stuff this week. We'll do it again next week, man.
Yep. Okay, guys. You bet, man. Take care.
See you, buddy.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
I mean, that is the feel-good story of this NFL season thus far, is the reclamation project of Daniel Jones. But this is not good news. Nick Bosa was not the only notable injury for the 49ers yesterday. Quarterback Mac Jones is considered day-to-day after aggravating a PCL strain in his knee that he initially suffered in the preseason. The good news for Mac is the injury was not serious enough to cause him to leave the game. That said, Brock Purdy is set to return to practice on Wednesday. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. And what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. From Baldy to Bonte in studio on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.